President Obama released his budget recommendations for fiscal year 2016 yesterday. What's there for Michigan? Well, not much, says Detroit Free Press D.C. reporter Todd Spangler. Todd, just a little for Michigan?
Well, yeah. I mean, when you're talking about Michigan-specific projects, there was money left out of things that people there hoped they were going to get.
Such as a customs plaza for this new international trade crossing bridge.
Right. People have been pushing, particularly in Detroit and around the state, for the money for the customs plaza in Detroit for some time, $250 to $300 million. The problem is, and we've reported on it a lot over the years, there's a long line to get in when you want this kind of money, and the federal government just doesn't like to finance it that much. And it's not there again this time.
And the reaction from our senators and from the governor?
Well, they're all disappointed. The thing is, the Canadian government has been saying quietly for some time that if this money isn't there, they won't let this stop the project. The bridge is of vital economic importance, Canada says. More than likely, they're going to end up financing it. It'll come down the pike at some point. But that being said, people as high up as the governor of Michigan have complained that really this is a federal responsibility, and this is a big project for Michigan and a big project for the U.S., and they should come up with the money themselves.
But again, as you're hearing from all the stakeholders, it won't derail the bridge.
No, I'm sure there are conversations going on between the state and the Canadian government and Homeland Security, you know, here in Washington about how they can work something out.
The fate of the A-10 Warthog is at stake in the Obama budget, and that's important to Selfridge Air National Guard Base in Harrison Township. What can you tell us?
Well, absolutely. I mean, it's been 2-3 years running now that the Air Force has been talking about decommissioning the A-10s. I mean, they say they're old, that they just don't perform the way they want them to perform. They want to move on to something else. The problem is that you have a base like Selfridge where they fly, you know, about 18 of them. And what will that mean for a place like Selfridge if they ground them? Now, part of the issue is that although this is something the Obama administration, the Pentagon, have floated before, it has not been well received in Congress. There's still a lot of people who are very, very strong supporters of them. Senator McCain, who took over for Carl Levin as senator of the Armed Services Committee, is one of those. It's unlikely they're going to go anywhere soon.
And there are a good number of jobs tied directly or indirectly to the A-10s at Selfridge, aren't there?
Oh, absolutely. You certainly have hundreds of positions, you know, there and bases across the country, obviously, where people are counting on those A-10s. Now, would they be replaced with something? Are there other things that could be done there? That's all sort of stuff that would have to come out in the mix. But, you know, people in Selfridge start getting pretty nervous when somebody just says, let's decommission the A-10s.
The Great Lakes Restoration Initiative, and we have talked about the funding of that program several times on this program. So what's the budget got for cleaning up the Great Lakes?
Cutting it by $50 million from $300 million to $250 million. This is something that the Obama administration has talked about cutting before. The Great Lakes Coalition, other environmental groups, not happy about it. Senator Stabenow sending out something yesterday saying that she's very disappointed in the idea that the Obama administration would try to cut that funding. Again, as you get closer to an actual budget, which this may have very little in reality in comparison to, that money could well be put back.
And road funding, certainly a huge, huge topic in Michigan, and it's also being looked at in the Obama budget. What's it got?
The budget itself includes a proposition to put a highway funding bill in that's going to be worth about $500 billion over 6 years. And it would be funded in part, that would be nationally, and it would be funded through in part by a tax holiday for people repatriating billions of dollars from overseas profits. Will that work? Will that funding mechanism work? That's all very much up in the air. Something's got to be decided about it by spring or by late spring. But what that's going to look like is anybody's guess right now.
And the other half of that money comes from the Federal Highway Trust Fund, which is financed with a gasoline tax. And hasn't there been hand-wringing about, well, that's going down because we're doing what we were told to do, which was conserve and use less gas?
Correct. I mean, and, you know, that's been going down because of those fuel economy standards that have held that down, making more fuel-efficient cars. However this gets worked out is going to be painful for people involved, because trying to raise taxes is not very popular here in Washington right now. So much of this budget and these programs is about setting both parties up for 2016. Don't get me wrong, I have every confidence, and as well as you should, that something is going to get worked out by May on a highway trust fund bill. They're not just going to let money dry up and go away.
All right, let's talk political realities. You've been alluding to that. How much of President Obama's proposed budget is likely to survive this Republican-led Congress? Anything?
In terms of the big items, I would say very little. The budget's an enormous document, so of course there will be things in there that are going to pass as is. But when we start talking about free tuition for 2 years at community colleges and, expansions of certain tax credits and even more funding it through raising the capital gains tax, for instance, on wealthier Americans, it's just very unlikely that a Republican Congress is going to go for a lot of that stuff.
Does anyone think that these slim pickings for Michigan in the Obama budget, is any of that tied to the fact that Michigan lost a lot of congressional clout when John Dingell and Carl Levin retired? Or is that just speculative?
I think it's speculative at this point, although where that's really going to be seen is how much of this stuff gets put back in. When you're talking about, okay, as I mentioned, you've got a supporter of the A-10s at Selfridge and Senator McCain, maybe that helps it, maybe it doesn't. But when you're talking about Great Lakes funding, you're talking about money for a customs plaza, even though that wasn't there before, it stood a better chance of getting put in there when you had people of that clout in Washington to really push for it. So that hurts somewhat. But whether or not some of that stuff ends up getting put back in or we could have done better, we're just going to have to wait and see.
Timetable, what are we watching for? What will be happening now?
In terms of the Michigan money, I think the next thing to look for is, Canada coming up with something in terms of funding that bridge plaza. You're going to end up with hearings here on A-10 defunding. That's going to be a Donnybrook. It's just going to move over to Capitol Hill and a lot of yelling back and forth at each other.
Oh, well, and we're kind of used to that, aren't we?
We should be.
Todd Spangler is the Washington reporter for the Detroit Free Press. Todd, thank you so much.
Thank you.